Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Pat Terrell of Helping Hands.
How did the sale go the other week?
We were very happy with it. It went real well. So we're still taking in, and we still need things. So please remember that.
That's right. Now, the big sale's coming up in a couple of weeks, and in the meantime, you had a good first sale, so now you're getting everything all cleaned up and ready, and this is all pretty good stuff. If you do get stuff that's older, that it doesn't wind up getting through the sale, does it?
No, it doesn't. We try to keep everything nice, and we do repair some things, and everything is clean when you buy it from us. It's been cleaned up. We make sure it works, so you're not just buying anything.
What all can folks bring you this year? Like clothing and appliances? You'll take about anything except maybe TVs.
Yeah, we do not take TVs because nobody wants to buy the old TV.
Right.
And then we have exercise equipment, furniture, outdoor things, linens, children's department. We have some beautiful children's clothes this year. And we take holidays, and we have a library, a book area, crafts, I mean, you name it, and we pretty much got it.
And that'll all be available on the sale, but right now we really want folks to look around the house and see things that perhaps it's time to move on. You will take those, turn them around, get them ready, turn them around, and the money will go to some very good causes here.
Yes.
In the community.
This year, we're all about children.
Mm-hmm.
Our money is going to go towards the young people, children, teenagers. So keep that in mind.
Right. You do a couple of scholarships every year and various different charities that can use it. You always make sure it goes to a good cause. So when can folks bring stuff down?
There's someone on site Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 9 to 4. We're there. We're covered for you to bring your things.
Mm-hmm. That is the time. Is there an option? I can't remember if you do this or not. Mike, if you have furniture or stuff that you have trouble moving, can you guys do a little bit of pickup, or does everybody need to bring it down?
If you can get it to us, that's great. But if for some reason you don't have a way to get it to us, we do have a guy that will pick it up for you.
Okay. And what do they need to do? Just contact you?
Contact me or Sandy Ellis,
mm-hmm.
and we will contact the guy that does the pickup and give him your number, and then y'all will work it out when it's convenient for him and for you.
Yeah, and the place to bring it is the Micahville Loop.
Yes, the old Taylor Tog building, and there's a sign over the garage door that tells you this is the drop-off area. So, but yes, we're still taking in, and our last drop-off day will be on Wednesday before the sale, which the sale is on Friday the 13th, 14th, and 15th. But on Sunday, the 15th is half a day from 12 to 4.
Friday the 13th, you're making it everybody's lucky day this year, aren't you?
It's going to bring you luck. You got to come and shop.
There you go. So it's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September, and it's there at the old Taylor Togs, Micahville. There's plenty of signs up. You won't have any trouble finding it. I think that we've given everybody a few days' notice. They should go ahead and get it on their schedule and be ready to come do some serious save-up money. Be
save
doing some
money.
Shopping. And, of course, like I said, you can't beat it because you know the proceeds, once everything's said and done, it's going to go to some really good causes. And this year, you, with children in mind, so you can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Okay, if they want more information, if they need to get in touch with someone, what do they need to do?
Call me,
352-436-9892. Okay. So if you'll do that, if they have any questions, but otherwise, just look around, and anything, you know, lovingly used, just bring it on down there, and you'll lovingly turn it around and make some good out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. Helping Hands, thank you so much, Pat, for coming and visiting with us. Maybe one day, the week before the sale, we can get together and get everybody all revved up and ready.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, we'll look forward to talking then. Thanks again to our guest today, Pat Terrell of Helping Hands of Yancey County. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.